definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Good morning to you and yours. This is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, 902. Obviously, I am not Choice Woodman. I don't make that much money. I don't have that nice of a house. There's not a moat around my apartment. Yeah, all of these things.
Heard you say the moat earlier. That was pretty good.
You call it a moat. This time of year, during the summer, it becomes the lazy river.
That's exactly where it is. Exactly right.
That is not who I am. That's not who I will ever be. But I am sitting alongside the one and only voice of Red Raider basketball, and that is Jeff Haxton. I want to make sure I didn't insult you, because that wasn't my intent. I think of this as a compliment when it comes to if we were characters on Gilligan's Island, that you would be the skipper.
Yeah, no, I shook my head in agreement.
Okay.
When I was rolling down the road there, trying not to get in a crazy crash. They got the Sharp all shut down out there.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't that way when I drove through.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there's not much I have to worry about when I drive through. Although, the other morning there was one.
If you want to commit a crime in Lubbock, right now might be the time.
Let's not encourage people to break the law.
Because there's about 10 coppers out there on the Sharp, and this would be your best odds right now. But, nobody would let me in. You know who didn't let me in? Three straight females. Nope.
Were they blue hairs driving in the right-hand lane?
One was.
Okay. I don't understand. This has been one of my big confusions about the city of Lubbock for as long as I've lived here, and that's been since 1997. There are people, I swear, that drive around the loop in the right-hand lane.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever get off. I've never seen them get on.
They just loop it.
They just keep driving. How they have figured out perpetual motion so they can just always drive in the right-hand lane forever is beyond me. I wish they would share that technology with the rest of us and then also do the speed limit. That would be fun, too. I don't understand it. Never have. And it's
had a guy,
great confusion.
He showed up out of nowhere. He was on my bumper. I mean, attached. Got mad at me and then proceeded to go to the left lane and drive the entire length of the Sharp in the left lane, which I'll never understand that either.
On the bike, I do that because of the ability to go to the left if I need to on the bike. There's that little...
You drive in the left lane?
On the bike, yes.
Why?
Because if you come over on me, I can go to the left and have room. I don't always have the room in the middle lane.
Okay.
Because there might be somebody to my left.
I once rode in a car from Tulsa to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the left lane. Never understand it. Dude never left the left lane, Lucas. He just stayed there.
Was he keeping people behind him?
I don't know. He's just...
I mean, if you're going faster than everybody, then the left lane is where you should be. That's what that left lane is.
No, he wasn't. He just like just rolling on the left. I don't get it.
Well, you know, left lane aside, we are not in the left lane today. We are in the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score. Lucas, how are you doing today? Haven't heard from you yet as you finish taking a drink of your, is that tea?
It is tea.
Nice.
Trying to get over a little cold.
So. Everybody's sick.
Yeah.
But. Okay. There's a thing in my desk. We're going to get you it. Russian tea, spiced tea, whatever it is. It's basically anti-cold in a hot cup, basically, is what it ends up. It won't make you healthier when you're sick, but it will prevent you from being sick. It's got all the things you would want in it to keep you from getting congested, vitamin C, and it tastes good. So we'll get you a cup of that. Choice will put like 6 scoops in his coffee, in his cup when he's making it. Little hot water. It's basically tea, instant tea, I should say. Tang, sugar, and there's some other spices in there.
I haven't even heard the word Tang in forever. You drink Tang?
Well, it's not just in this. Like, I make a batch of this every like 2 or 3 years because it lasts forever. When you need it, you need like 3 or 4 glasses. Yeah. The batch in there is a year and a half old, 2 years old. Make it around the same time every year, every other year or so. Yeah. It won't cure the common cold, but it'll sure make you feel better. You never had...
That's like, what I need.
Yeah, never like spiced tea, Russian tea?
No.
Never had that? Man, that was a staple growing up.
Lucas, what song are you going to sing?
Is he singing today?
Obviously, I'm not singing today.
Well, I didn't, you know.
No, it's just karaoke punishment at some point.
Yeah. I'll do any Rihanna song, any Carrie Underwood song. I know people want to see me do the transition from male voice to female voice again. So maybe get one with a male singer and a female singer. How You Remind Me with Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood, that's a pretty solid song that I could probably do.
And you'd be like Michael Scott and Jim Halpert. You could do Islands in the Stream.
Exactly.
But you have to do both parts then.
Yeah.
Like that would be the fun part.
That's what I think is what he's wanting to do.
Yeah, like I did the Shakira. I did the male part and the female part. So, yeah, I just got to find a song with a male and female, and I'll text you and Joyce and kind of...
So I have...
Shelly, hang on. Off the H. Lawyer Center chat line. Lucas, I would be very wary of Jeff's Russian desk tea. Proceed with caution. This is perfectly fine. This is my mother's recipe that I have taken and used. I have not changed it in any way, shape, or form. My mom knew what she was doing in the kitchen, so I can follow directions very well. I'm a little hurt at that, Shelly. I'm a little.
I still have Eat Garlic, Stand Outside in the Cold Weather with shorts on.
Do you have a time limit on that for how long you have to be out there?
No, I can't remember if we do or not.
I don't believe so.
So you can just walk outside.
Dress the entire day opposite of what the weather is. So, I mean, you can obviously casually walk in and out because you're not going to be outside all day.
No, I thought I had to stand out there for like 10 minutes at least or something. I don't know.
Is that a Choice Woodman question?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. He makes the rules up as he goes along, so we just kind of follow along with him.
That is probably the most accurate thing we've said today.
Choice will be on Tech Talk, by the way. So, and then what did I spend this last time?
The Netflix.
Oh, yeah, Netflix.
But
might be Cocaine
Bear.
Might
be Cocaine Bear.
Have you heard of Cocaine Bear?
Saw a thing for it. Don't know what the heck it is. Like, I saw a little, like, picture ad for it.
What's
that
real?
It starts, like, started Thursday, I think. Golly. And I looked at Cocaine Bear. Is that like a Kodiak bear? It didn't intrigue me enough to click on it, but I definitely remember seeing it. It was a very effective ad because I remembered it. You know, you used to get those surveys. Hey, do you remember seeing an ad for this? No. Sorry. Not your target demo. I wasn't paying attention.
We were doing the Voya commercial yesterday. We were doing Woke Up Feeling the Cheesiest Coach. You know what that one is?
Mm-hmm.
Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it, though, right? Maybe. Golly,
yeah, we're all so kind of caught up.
Hey, did we have a push last night?
We did. So he...
Yeah, push, man.
Choice just said, give everybody that point. So.
Okay.
So we all got 1 point at least, and then Choice got the other one. Because Creighton won by like 5.
Creighton covered, right? Okay.
We're going to shift gears here and get into some sports conversation coming up after we do headlines on The End of the Bench.
Playing time is not required. This is The End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the news and notes, the do's and don'ts, the stuff you need to know. On 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Conference championship weekend kicks off tonight, and all of this is important so that the Red Raider football team will know where they are going bowling. It all depends on who wins where and what happens in front of us with regards to the Big 12. So, looking at tonight, if you're looking for Pac-12 action, we've got it here on 100.7 The Score at 6 o'clock with the Pac-12 championship game. Big 12 championship game tomorrow at 10 here on 100.7 The Score. TCU, K-State in that game. TCU wins, You assume they go to the college football playoff since they're already in the top four rankings. And then
number three,
moving Kansas State to the Sugar Bowl. If TCU loses, there is a chance you get TCU in the Sugar Bowl, moving everybody in the Big 12 down one and going forward.
Was your bold prediction of Alabama and the college football playoff based on a TCU loss?
Yes, and an SC loss.
And an SC loss.
And I think in order for Bama to jump Ohio State to get to four and Ohio State at three, I think you need two losses in front of them. So two of the four losing final weekend.
Tell you.
For bold statement. That's not how I pick for like picks. But
oh, sure.
Yeah. Bold statements have nothing to do with a pun further review.
Right. I heard that and I was like, you know, crazy things happen. I mean, a lot crazier things have happened than what your bold prediction was.
Oh, sure.
Just because you get in these championship games, you just don't know, and all kinds of wild things can happen. And usually the breaks break for the Blue Bloods. Like they'll just, I can't believe it. We're going back to the playoff again. You know, that kind of deal. That stuff happens for them all the time.
And those two schools being behind, being Ohio State and Alabama, lead to jumping people if they lose in front of them. But at this point, you can't justify it with the losses that they have incurred with who's in the college football playoff. So that's where my head was at with the bold statement. But all of that kicks off starting tonight. So you want a little tip? You want to know where the Red Raiders are going bowling?
Yes.
You want to know when it happens? Download the Double T97.3 mobile app. Go to the alert section and click on Texas Tech. We will send you a mobile alert.
Magically appear on your phone.
You will not have to watch the four-hour bowl game show conversation about the college football playoff committee and their decision and all four of these teams for 4 hours. And then the final 15 seconds, they finally announce where all the other bowl games will go. We will do that for you. We will help you and get you the information that you need.
Isn't it crazy about bowl selection, how weird it's been? Like, here's a tweet. Apparently, KU and Missouri matching up in a bowl was a possibility since we don't have that rivalry anymore. And this says, there was just one problem. Missouri didn't want to play Kansas, so the matchup will not happen, industry sources told Action Network. You know, you can talk about the tiers and the bowl connections to conferences, but really we're finding out that more and more it just doesn't matter.
The top of it still does. When you get to the middle to the end, things start to get questionable. Like, we know who's playing in the Sugar Bowl. It's going to be whoever the second Big 12, whoever the first Big 12 team is that's not in the college football playoff, and the first SEC team that's not in the college football playoff. Those are set. You start getting further down from that list, though. That's,
I agree,
And to some degree, and we'll dive into this a lot more coming up, I promise. Lady Raiders pick up a win last night over Alabama State to the tune of 91-56. Riley McKinney scored 19 points in the win. Five Lady Raiders officially in double figures last night. So nice win for Krista Gerlich's squad. They're back in action tomorrow. Sunday versus Incarnate Word. 12:30 pregame over on 107.7 Yes FM. And good luck to the Lady Raiders then. Dallas Cowboys, Sunday night football. Thank God, because this game got flexed into Sunday night. Taking on the Colts. It was going to be the Broncos when they are. Not fun.
No.
No, in any way, shape, or form. As bad as the Colts have been, they're not what the Broncos have been bad. Chiefs and Bengals at 3 o'clock here on 100.7 The Score Sunday afternoon. Cowboys and Colts 6 o'clock on Double T 97.3. For a weekend where we don't have an individual game that we would normally be covering with regards to Tech, there's a lot of football this weekend that we've got on our airwaves. So lots of stuff to kick back and listen to the radio on. And Mavericks fall to the Pistons 131-125. Spurs at New Orleans tonight. Spurs host New Orleans tonight. Houston is at Phoenix. There's your NBA. I should probably say that this is kind of a big game. Should probably highlight it a little bit. But Cleveland is at Houston this weekend in the NFL. This is the Deshaun Watson return in both the league and to Houston. So everybody is a Houston fan this weekend. Right.
Did you see the map of this game TV-wise? It's crazy how tiny this game is.
Is it just Houston and Cleveland?
Yeah, basically. And Lubbock.
And Lubbock?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because the Texans, and we try to...
Yeah.
We try to support the local state teams. The local state. The only state teams. That is very intriguing. That it's just the three and everybody else is getting the other game.
TV maps are pretty fascinating when you look at them because of a lot of it depends on guys that are in the game and where they played college. It's so like this in Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma City market. If, you know, Baker Mayfield's a quarterback, nobody around Oklahoma even close cares about the Browns, there'd be a little dot of yellow or whatever color red that showed that they were going to carry that game because Baker played at OU. It's just TV media nerd stuff.
It's when you know how the sausage is made, sometimes watching the sausage gets made is interesting, and sometimes it's just disgusting. This is one of those interesting times.
No, don't.
The concept of knowing how the sausage is made, watching how it get when you know and you're like, oh, I see what you're doing, some interesting spices there, and then every now you're like, I'm so tired of looking at sausage. Can we just start eating, please? So yeah, there's an element there. I think I got a thumbs up from Lucas about the Russian tea or
yes.
The spice tea, whichever you want to call it. It's the same thing.
He's really perked up.
Yeah,
it's got a little make you feel good juice in there. I mean, it's not liquor or anything, but the vitamin C helps. Makes you feel better. That's one of those things. This off the Gates Learning Center chat line from T-Money 806. I wish I was a Big 12 ref in the championship game this year. They will get two fat checks. One from the Big 12 to protect TCU and one from ESPN to host TCU.
One from ESPN what?
To hose TSU.
Hose. I thought you said host.
Hose TCU.
I thought you said host. I was like, what is this, Airbnb?
I mean, it could be. All things are possible. This in regards to the Creighton-Texas game. Hack, so is Texas 3D better than ours? Did it just benefit from home cooking? 1 for 22 before Creighton hit three more threes, yet they hit 9 of 20 when we played. I think Creighton just was going lights out.
Against us?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Thought-provoking.
There's something to your energy level and the way that you move and play when you're at home in those big games. And it works against the visiting team. They're just not as sharp. They're overwhelmed. And one thing Texas is long. So it made Shireman, instead of shooting 24-foot threes where he's moving toward the basket, he was moving away, had hands right in his face, and he just didn't shoot well. But I also saw Texas go on massive drought. So, interesting game, and Texas ends up winning.
Several people chiming in on what song Lucas should sing on the Yates Learning Center chat line. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And Shelly saying, great suggestion. I concur.
That's from the movie, right?
Yes.
A Star is Born. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Lucas has some decisions to make. We've got some decisions to make about things and stuff. But we also have the calendar to check where we tell you all of the things that are going on in the holidays that are today with special events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
through your morning on the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Question for you, Mr. Haxton, Lucas, our listening audience. Big 12 season all but wrapped up in the football field. The strength of the Tech defense, I mean, the strength of the Tech football team has been the defense. I don't think anybody would argue with that. From everything you've seen, where would you put in the pecking order the Tech defense against the other teams in the Big 12?
Oh, interesting question.
And for the sake of this question, let's assume that everybody's healthy.
Okay.
Tyree Wilson being injured is a giant loss. But assuming he's healthy the way he was most of the year, factor him including in your defense.
All right, I'm taking... there's only one defense that I'm going to be... wondering about where to... which one to put ahead of the other, and that's... that's the Baylor defense. I'm taking TCU. I'm taking K-State. And then it's either, for me, Baylor or Texas Tech. And because of overall balance, I think I'm taking that Baylor defense, then Texas Tech. So fourth in the league.
Lucas?
Yeah. I would say probably top five. Definitely Baylor, K-State, top tiers. TCU, definitely. And then Tech, pretty much in there with, like, Texas and Iowa State, kind of in the middle-ish. So that's where I would put them.
See, Iowa State is the giant question mark for me where I put them. Because their offense was so bad that their defense had to be on the field so often. And they were still such a good defense this year that it's hard for me not to put them higher, but they also weren't just like...
they also just gave up 62 to TCU.
Yeah, and well, part of that is also TCU's pretty good on offense and has the weapons to really attack the double cloud. It's hard... top five, I think, is easily to say in the Big 12. Which, for where we have been in the past, is a giant leap for all mankind when it comes to Texas Tech. But it's not one
Tim DeRuiter can coach.
No. And let's give Coach Patterson a little bit of credit, too. Because Tim DeRuiter was coming in with a pretty nice cabinet. It doesn't have all the pieces in it yet. It's not stained the right color. It's not perfectly situated in the living in the dining room where you would want this cabinet to be, but it's a pretty nice cabinet when he came in. There's a lot of stuff in there that he could play with, thanks to Coach Patterson and what your previous staffs, I guess, as well, have done bringing in some defensive talent.
You bring up Patterson, 7-4 this year at Abilene Christian, first year with Maverick McIver as your quarterback.
Good for him.
Yeah. In the last game,
last McIver, I saw, Sonny wasn't doing great.
No, he had a bad year, but it's
I think they were expecting that
it's
as well.
Ruston, Louisiana, it's tough, I'm telling you. Maverick, last game against Stephen F. Austin, 25 for 38, 318, two touchdowns, no picks, quarterback rating of 118.
That's not too shabby. That's not too shabby at all.
Mm-mm.
For a first-year head coach. That's his first head coaching job, right? I don't remember him being a head coach before. Patterson?
Yeah. First collegiate head coaching job,
I think. If you had told us at the beginning of the year that the Tech's defense would be fighting for fourth place, defense-wise, in the Big 12, we'd be jumping for joy.
Mm-hmm.
If we also said you're going 7-5 this year at the beginning of the year, again, we'd all be jumping for joy and asking you to share whatever you've been drinking and smoking. Because you seriously need to. And that is exactly where you ended up, largely because of your defensive improvement. Now, the Tech offense did well, if you look at points scored and offensive production, but I don't think any of us would call this a stellar offense, right? This past year? Where would you put them in the Big 12? third, fourth. I think TCU's offense is better. I think Baylor's offense is better. I think K-State's offense is better for what they do. And the consistency that they do it with.
Yeah.
Because consistency is a huge thing.
More middle of the pack when it comes to the offense. But together with, I think, exemplary special teams, which you got to start figuring in at some point, you get a fourth place team of the Big 12. And I think they're the fourth best team right now. And that kind of showed in the tiers of 12.
Obviously, we would all say the Kansas State game, the game that we would want back for a chance to play. Because if you win
then,
that game...
Then Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Oklahoma State doesn't give you as much. I mean,
if I'm just talking about beaten, I'm just talking about games you can win. I mean, if you played them right now, you beat them by three touchdowns.
If you were to play Kansas State and get another chance to win that game, you are playing in the Big 12 championship game. So you get more if you win that game. But yeah, were you Oklahoma State's last big win?
No, they beat Texas after that.
That's right. Okay.
That was
and that's
last.
Why Texas is where they were at in the Big 12 standings. Okay, so hard not to call this year a success for the Red Raider football team.
Yeah, massive success.
And Huge. Hard not to like where you're heading going forward. I'm going to very quickly steal a question from Jamie's question of the day today earlier. Would you rather go to the better bowl game with a guaranteed loss or a worse bowl game with a guaranteed win? Finish 7-6, 8-5. But win the NobodyCares.com Bowl.
Yeah.
Or lose in the Sugar Bowl.
No. I'm taking a win, man. 8 wins sounds so much better than 7-6. 7-6, you just get really close back to 500. Give me 8-5 any day, even if it's a much lower bowl. It's all about the dubs.
And showing an 8-win year for your first-year head coach? That's something you can show recruits. We're going to win. Our expectation is to win 8-9 games a year. And sure, no one's going to remember the bowl game you lose, except I distinctly remember losing to Alabama and to Ole Miss and LSU. And some others that I don't want to bring everybody down on Friday, so I'm not going to. More from you guys off the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We will also get ready for the president's picks coming up shortly today. I have no idea where he's going with his picks.
Nobody does.
I'm not even sure he does at this point in the
day. He does.
He does?
Yeah, he told me he was knows. Researching yesterday.
More importantly, it's time for Highs and Lows on the way next with Mr. Jeff Haxton. This is the End of the Bench on 100.7, The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
End of the Bench, 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. It is 11:15. I heard a helicopter fly over, and it sounded big. I'm guessing it was Marine One, and it's time to discuss with somebody with picks with the president.
Good morning, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Hacks?
Oh, man, it's just good to talk to you again. Have you ever been to Maui?
You know, I have. It was a really enjoyable time. I hear you had yourself a nice little trip out there yourself.
I had myself a Mai Tai, Mr. President. You ever have one of those?
Yeah, but I don't like to talk about it, though.
Oh, yeah. Just a non-alcoholic beer for you these days, correct?
I try to stay on the straight and narrow now, Pax. It's important. And, you know, there's some good variety out there. That near beer just not anywhere close to being as good, though. So that's one of the things I gotta kind of put to the side.
Coors Edge is pretty good, and Budweiser Zero is pretty good. You try those?
I don't know. I can't say that I have. I don't know if I will, though. You know, I like some of my tropical drinks a little bit better now, and you know, another beats a good stirring cup of coffee in the morning too. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much sports tomorrow. You going to watch the World Cup? You going to watch the USA?
I'll try and tune in, watch some of that USA soccer at you know, it's overseas, so it's a little kind of early sometimes, a little kind of late, depends on what's going on. I got a lot of college football to follow, though. That's kind of what I like to keep my eyes on as much as I possibly can.
Okay, I've lost your record. Okay, I'll just be honest. I went to Hawaii, I don't know what your record is anymore, but pick
it's
some games.
Not very good, I can tell you that much.
Pick some games for us, Mr. President. What do you got on your plate for us today, as far as your picks?
Well, I got to, you know, it's a battle of purple in Arlington. I'm going to have to pick between the two teams in the Big 12, and I'm going to go with the Horned Lizards, the Purple Horned Lizards from Fort Worth. I think they're going to be able to cover that because I think it's like about a little less than a field goal, and I'm going to go with the Purple Horned Lizards in that game. And if I'm looking over some of these other ones, another good close game, I hear that guy and that used to be a coach there at Oklahoma has had himself a really good year out in California, and I'm going to have to go with those USC Trojans in that game. And then
over Utah.
Throw another one. Oh yeah, against Utah. Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to go with those Trojans though in this game, and I'm kind of interested to see how Deion Sanders. He's pretty good coach out there and getting a lot of looks from everybody. Mm-hmm. And I want to see how his Jackson State team does. So it's a pretty big spread there, Hacks. But I'm going to have to go with his boys in that one. And my final one's going to be actually what will be a new team in the Big 12 coming up next year. In UCF, they're playing Tulane, and I'm going to go with the upset in this one. I'm going to go with the Knights.
They recently played at Tulane, and UCF won. So that's a rematch. So is that the American Championship?
I believe so.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that one.
You got to go.
Even though Tulane beat that K-State team earlier in the year with those real fancy uniforms, I really like those.
Oh, I do too.
But I'm going to go with UCF.
I had one more for you, and I lost it.
You like this time of year, Hash? Because I love this time of year. We're talking about holidays and Christmas and
my son's like, Dad, you're not fired up for Christmas? I'm like, not really. He's like, don't you like all these Christmas lights? I'm like, not really. So I'm the Grinch, Mr. President. Absolutely the Grinch.
Oh, that's too bad. I know you like turkeys there, so I know Thanksgiving's a special time of year for you, Hacks, but
yep.
I'm a big fan of Christmas. I like all the pretty little doodads everywhere, and it's just really nice everywhere. And I hear you guys are doing something big in Lubbock tonight around the university. A lot of crazy stuff. I heard the Carol Lights. Is that right?
That is correct, Mr. President. Yes.
It's I like a lot of lights, so that sounds like that's going to be real fun. And I heard you got some good music coming in, so. I don't know. I may have to duck in if I can. Just depends if I can sneak around my Secret Service guys in time to do it.
All right.
Well, speaking of sneaking around, Mr. President, I know that you and Nolan like to go to baseball games whenever you get a chance with the Rangers. Did you hear the rumor that the Rangers are going to be looking to try to get Justin Verlander? And if that happens, you and you and Nolan may have to move boxes so that Kate Upton can get a box. Have you had any thoughts about that?
No, I hadn't really thought about that, Jeff, but I think that would be a lot of fun. I don't mind moving my box there if that means that we can accommodate a nice-looking lady like Justin Verlander's wife. But, you know, have you seen the Nolan story?
Yes, it was fantastic.
Absolutely. So that right there, you know, Anytime that I can hang out with the guy that can still throw that fast is always a good day. So, absolutely. I don't know. We'll see what happens there.
Mr. President, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
You guys do the same. Take care.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Man, he's changed so much. You think about the kind of rebel, rouser, partier. Now he just likes lights.
Well, it's nice that he would move for Kate Upton and Justin Verlander.
Yeah,
should the Rangers
for,
sign.
For putting that image in my head. I appreciate it. Very nice of you.
I'm here to help on a Friday. And that is, they're not necessarily working on it, but that is one of the things that Rangers are looking for is starting pitching, and they've got some money to spend. I don't think he's going to go to Texas. I think he's going to stay in Houston, but that's just me.
Yeah, I do too.
But if you do sign Justin Verlander, you know those guys are going to have to move. That's where Kate Upton's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that box right next to the edge of the where the fence used to stop or the screen used to stop right before the dugout.
Here's an interesting development. Well, I guess it's been rumored for quite some time, but Texas State is going to hire G.J. Kinney. And that could make some interesting dominoes fall with because he leaves Incarnate Word. Former University of Tulsa quarterback. They thought he might have a chance of getting the Tulsa job because the Tulsa job's open after they let Philip Montgomery go. So
think Matt Wells gets that one? There's a lot of conversation about that.
I'd love for him to, but no, I don't. I think he'd do a good job. That's a tough job, Jeff, because that's the smallest enrollment in all of FBS football. Not many people go to the games. They have a lot of money. You would look at it and think these guys are strapped. They're not. A lot of endowment money, a lot of cash going around that campus. But I don't know who ends up getting that job. But Matt Wells, that's interesting. He may be in town right now. Again, his kids still go to school here, so he may be hanging out here right now.
He's still got a house here.
Yeah.
They haven't sold that house yet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Coach. Glad you're listening.
He was an avid listener.
Mm-hmm. He'd listen to the radio. Yeah.
So, good luck, Coach, if you're applying for that job.
And left Joey McGuire a lot of good players.
Sure did. Just couldn't make it work. Great guy. On the way, what we got next? I don't even know what we're doing next. We got a thing next, or are we just hanging out?
We are going to the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that next. That'll be fun. And Jackson will fluff his hair some more. See, it's funny, because y'all can't see Jackson fluffing his hair, and he's absolutely doing that. Here on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And it's 100.7 The Score. Time for Ask the Benchwarmers as we berate Jackson and say, no, we're going to talk when we're gosh darn good and ready.
Can I tell y'all some news that I just saw, though, over the break?
Do we want to hear his news?
Yeah.
I guess it's Ask the Benchwarmers, and he's asking if we can hear his news. Sure, what's your news?
A video got released of, I guess, Drew Brees shooting a commercial, and he got struck by lightning during the commercial. And there's a video of him getting struck by lightning.
Are you kidding me?
No. I just saw it during
the break.
Did
it say where the shoot was happening?
No, let me check real quick.
This is a good
he was struck by lightning, or like the building he was in got struck by lightning?
He was outside like shooting a commercial in like a thunderstorm. And you can like see all the thunder in the background, and like just a big strike happens like right next to him.
Shooting it in Texas, I would imagine.
It was for a Point Bet USA commercial.
Point USA commercial. All right. I'm not denying that you are correct here. I just kind of want to see this. And now I'm going to have to effort this. Ask the Benchwarmers. Michael from the ranch wants to know, does anybody know the actual destination for the Double T scoreboard? Lots of rumors and stories out there.
Yeah.
Also got a really good picture of a couple hours before they brought it down. And he shares that picture on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It's going to Choice's house. That's where it's going. It's going to sit in his front yard.
backyard.
Oh, he's not even sharing?
So he's, no, he's got to protect it.
Oh, man. Jerk. Okay, I got the video, and Jackson shared me the video, and he's... That, and that doesn't look like a soundstage. Wow.
Is he okay?
I haven't seen him get hit yet.
The company released a statement saying that they're in talks with Drew Brees' teams and that they'll release more when more's found out, I guess.
They do not show him getting back up. The video ends before that point. So that's a very, very interesting question. Wow. Bench sitters. Don't know how I feel about that. Very end of the bench would have been more appropriate with me here, but bench sitters?
We get that all the time.
Will Texas return to favor and sweep Tech in basketball this season?
I'm worried about it. Believe me, it's something that I think about. They're gettable, all right? But they're ranked second in the country for a reason. The combination of Tyrese Hunter and Marcus Carr is extremely worrisome for me. They have good bigs. They have good guards. They have length. They have a whole lot of great, really. And so that's something that that I'm worried about a little bit. But I do think you'll be able to get them, but it is going to be tough. I'm going to need that same energy and atmosphere that we had the first time they came in here with Beard.
I don't know that Tech is going to sweep Texas like they did last year, but I find it very hard for you not to be able to get one of the two. So, in general, I don't think a lot of teams are going to come in to Lubbock, Texas and get a win. With the talent that you've got and the backing that you've got from the fan base, It is a very, very tough place to play. I don't think you're going to go undefeated at home again, but I like your chances against everybody at home in the Big 12. I don't know that that is that far off on a ledge.
We watched an old game last night. We put on Texas Tech, Kansas State at home from last year. K-State was up fairly big in the first half, so it's really hard to do to win all those games. You won 25 in a row at home. That's pretty amazing. So but yeah, that's already on my radar. Texter
Haxton, we've been lied to by that guy over there.
I was digging into it as well. I just saw it came from a pretty like big source from where I saw it, and I did some more.
So you got duped today.
There's no actual, I haven't seen like a real person say it's fake, but there's a lot of people out there saying it is, and that it was for a marketing
stunt.
How about
CNBC.com?
They're pretty real.
Drew Brees fakes lightning strike and promotional stunt for online sports book. Now, this is on the chat line, and the chat line has lied to us before.
Duped.
So we have been lied to.
I'm just
to
laughing
somewhere.
Because I've been duped so many times by Twitter.
He did post a thing like an hour ago, because in the commercial he's wearing a red and black jersey. And said the lightning must have thought I was a Falcons fan. That's why it struck me. Thought that was pretty funny.
Either the chat line is lying to us, or Jackson is lying to us. I don't know who to believe and who not to believe. There are several articles that say it's fake off the chat line. Fake news off the chat line. Speaking of fake news, have we fired Choice? We haven't fired Choice yet, have we?
In a long time.
Choice should be fired.
Jeff, it's pretty good, man. You know all our hits, all our... or rock solid audio, but then again, this is how he gets the double T scoreboard in the backyard with this kind of fundage.
And that's why the double T scoreboard's in the back, because we have your back.
Seriously though, where are they taking it?
I don't know. If I were Tech,
is it in Womble's backyard?
Maybe. If I were honest to God Tech, I would cut it up into small pieces. And
No.
Cut it up into small pieces, sell it for $100 a pop, let everybody get a piece of the scoreboard.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
But how's that going to look? I get this piece of
metal. You get a frame. You get a frame with a nice picture of the scoreboard with the Tech Texas score from 08. Night in the background, so it's just the scoreboard lit up. And then in the bottom, you get a little square of the scoreboard. $200. I bet we could sell that thing off and not have any pieces left at that price with that kind of presentation.
Yeah.
Without a whole lot of hesitation. Do you have any stadium memorabilia like that? Like a bench?
Yeah, I got an old Gallagher Hall, Gallagher IBA chair. They, in the 80s, they took out all of the chair backs and the brass. They used to have a lot of brass in there, railings and whatnot. And they did a little renovation. That was before they took the roof off and made it from 6 to 13.
Okay. And you got one of those rails?
No, I got a chair.
A chair.
Yeah. But I gave it as a gift to my mom and dad.
Nice.
It's in their living room.
If I had a man cave, I would get some of that stuff. But living in the apartment, I can't mount anything. Like, I can't get this picture and hang it on the wall because it's not my wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to just hang it on a removable self-adhesive thing where it could easily pull that off. And I don't want that to break. I've described my man cave in the past. I don't know if it's been recently enough that anybody remembers. It would have the full bar. It would have the original X-Wing game, the arcade game you'd sit in, where you did the trench run that had extremely terrible graphics. You know, you remember what I'm talking about? Like, there'd be lines wanting to play this game as a kid growing up. And it's just a stupid little just wheel game kind of concept that you'd sit in a cabinet for. That would be in there. It'd have a pinball machine and a really nice sound system and video and all that kind of fun stuff. But that kind of memorabilia, the old plastic chairs from all the stadiums that they had for a while, have a row of those sitting in somewhere, plus a couple of nice, fun couches to sit in. This person says, heard the scoreboard's going to the airport. I've heard it's going to the airport. I've heard it's going to Marsha Sharp. I've heard it's going on the corner. I've heard it's coming here, like at this building. I know that one's not true. It's going to Choices. That's where it's going. Until proven otherwise, it's going to Choices.
Woodman Reserve.
Hatson, it's been fun today, man.
Lots of fun, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I've been here for 6 hours on the air. This was the faster three. Morning drive wasn't bad. It was just long today.
I heard Chuck saying
it was long.
It was long.
It wasn't bad, just long. This one was fast and short. So have a lovely day, Mr. Hatson. Enjoy your weekend.
Going to.
Hope I don't see you this weekend.
You won't. Because
that means that we've both done what we wanted to do this weekend. That's Jackson, right. You stay. Sit, stay.
You
stay,
got it.
Stay. Stay. Good boy. It's the end of the bench. Bottom line, guys, coming in next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.